No, I would say that you have to take the index also in regard at the numbers and at the quotation. Obviously, they are maybe at a high position, but they are, all those countries face the same kind of problems and the same kind of situation. In Macedonia, the economic situation of the media are very difficult, which means especially most of the journalists are not working with any contracts, which means that's opened the door for corruption for them. It's still difficult in Macedonia to investigate about a lot of subjects, and the independent of the media, especially the public media, are not respected, which means the situation in Macedonia is not so positive as the one in Kosovo or the one in Albania. They are facing all the kind of same systems. The influence of the political groups inside the media through the adverts, especially, for example, there is no media that can live without the support of the adverts, and the and there are not so much possibility for the adverts. Mainly, they are coming from political groups or from the institution. Some companies make some adverts, but not enough to create an independence for the media. So obviously, in Macedonia, you are facing the same kind of problems in the area. Same kind of stuff in Bulgaria, same kind of stuff in Kosovo, in Albania, in Montenegro as well. So all those countries are facing the same kind of problems, and you don't have to consider Macedonia so high because obviously some depends also of the country, depends on the number of the medias inside the country, and Macedonia doesn't have the same kind of media, of number of medias in Bulgaria